Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who remind you of the Rutherford County 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration. It is coming up on Saturday, April 26th. It will be 10 a.m. until 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out the Kid Zone. They've got free hot dogs and popcorn, the Electric Griddle food truck serving up free gourmet grilled cheese. It's free fun for the whole family coming up April 26th, 10 to 2 on the square. You can find out more at rcearthday.com. Well, we're going to find out more about what's going on with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. The executive director, John Mitchell, is joining us this morning. And John, I would have to think it's been a pretty busy time for you guys of late.
Yeah, it sure has, Brian. The spring storms, you know, has had a big impact on what we do. And before I go into some detail about that, I want to stop long enough to thank all of our volunteers. We do that all the time, but April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, so we definitely couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. Matter of fact, I've said it before, 90% of all of our service delivery comes from volunteers. And they've been quite active, you know, during the spring storms, you know, not counting just West Tennessee, because, you know, it was widespread, but 950 Red Cross volunteers were what we call deployed, means they were specifically working one of these spring storms scenarios in a community 24/7. Of course, that's with our partners. We work with a lot of people. But that covered over 240,000 square miles. So, you know, it's a big area to cover, but our volunteers are willing to get in a car or do what they need to get to a place to help somebody in their greatest time of need. At one point, we had 40 shelters open. You know, 22,000 meals and snacks served, and a lot of things people don't realize we may do is we got certain vehicles, we call it a MERV, but that's going to go around and just give out relief supplies. That could be cleanup kits, shovels, rakes, tarps, you know, whatever they need. As soon as the weather clears, you know, we're going to get out there and offer sheltering, you know, offer feeding, and offer some help with the supplies they need to get back on their feet.
Yeah, no, you know, our Eastern Arkansas, Western Tennessee, you know, seemed to take the brunt of the tornadic storms, but there were still plenty of outages and power lines down and things of that nature. Even with a little storm that came through yesterday, there were, you know, about 5,000 people in Laverne without power. So definitely the spring season has been pretty rambunctious. In terms of the counties that you serve, were there any touchdowns in the counties that you serve specifically, or were you deploying to other service areas of the Red Cross?
In this case, we were deploying more so to Clarksville, Dyersburg, Selmer, Tennessee. Jackson was our command center for our operations. And, you know, it's really kind of ironic when you look at our map. It kind of goes state line to state line with a kind of a tilt that's and if you follow that tilt, that line, that's about where the storms, you know, the severity of the storms kind of stopped right up there on the Nashville part, you know, and we didn't have to deal with it too much here. But then again, we've got some volunteers that as soon as they see what's happening, they put in the computer that they're deployable or willing to go, and within sometimes even before landfall, but, you know, right after it's safe. Safety with our volunteers is key. They're on the ground in an impacted area, whether it be sheltering or not long after sheltering, we're going to send volunteers out to do disaster assessment. And that's where when somebody has a home that's either major destroyed or totally destroyed, you know, they'll be eligible for some financial assistance to take their next steps.
John Mitchell is here with us, Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. And when you mentioned Clarksville, it made me think we haven't even touched on the flooding aspect of it. And, you know, when there's flooding, John, you've seen it before, especially in several disasters, maybe, you know, hurricane-like disasters. But flooding, I mean, your home may still be there, but it's destroyed from the inside out.
Yeah, I mean, I've walked into a home down in Florida, and I think they call it a muck out, where basically once that, you know, flood comes in there to a certain level, they have to strip the drywall. It's almost like, you know, you see a house being built and you see the 2x4 structures and then it takes form. It's almost like a reverse part of that you have to empty everything out of the home. You have to take the drywall up to a certain point and, you know, redo it. It's a big process. So it really does stop somebody's life and puts them in a situation that, you know, they didn't see themselves in the day before it happened. That's for sure.
Yeah. I remember seeing a picture from this last week in Bogota, Tennessee, and there was this one piece of property, and you could tell that it was a couple of acres or whatnot. Very nice big home. They had a pool, all that good stuff. So they spent a lot of money, and it's probably multi-million dollar home. But they had built a levee around it, around the home and around the property, and that was the only thing not covered by water, you know, and a big drone shot of that. I mean, it was pretty amazing what flooding can do. So, and spring season has been fairly active, and there's no reason not to believe that it won't continue to be in April and May. March, April, and May are severe weather season here in Tennessee. So I'm sure we're not done with it yet.
No, we're not. And, you know, it affects us in certain ways. So this being Volunteer Appreciation Month, we've already had to cancel or change a few of the meetings just because the volunteers that we wanted to recognize are already out doing more. That being said, we still have one major event on the books that we will not change. April the 26th, I know you mentioned that for Earth Day.
Right.
Middle Tennessee Electric, they're just a great partner for everybody. So April 26th, we will be in the Patterson Park First Baptist Church, Castle Street. First Baptist is our event sponsor for a Sound the Alarm, Save a Life smoke alarm install. So this is a great opportunity. If you want to come out and help the Red Cross, you could just show up that day. We can I'll send you something if you want to put it on the website. It'll have a QR code or a link. And you can come out that day and walk around with a group of four or five. We'll do a Homes Made Safer presentation at a home. When they say they need smoke alarms for free, we'll put up, you know, smoke alarms throughout their house. And the reason I mentioned Middle Tennessee Electric, Jay Sanders is on one of our committees. So with us going home to home, he has a program with TVA. We're going to be giving out free LED light bulbs for energy efficiency at the same time.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, got to give a shout out to Middle Tennessee Electric. They're a great partner. As a matter of fact, they're the lead partner for another event that's happening that day. The Breakfast Rotary has their barbecue festival. And if you are bored and want to do something April 26th, there's more on the calendar than you can shake a stick at. But if you've got some time, we would love for you to come to First Baptist Church April 26th and do a smoke alarm install event with Red Cross volunteers, First Baptist Church members, and other community leaders. It'd be a great time to, you know, help save a life.
John, what's interesting about those three events that we've just been talking about, and I know there are probably lots of other things going on, but MTE is part of all three of those. I mean, they're planning and putting on Earth Day, and Jay's out there with you and partnering and with the Rotary, and can't say enough about Jay. He is a great guy. He really kind of works very hard on the Sharing Change program, which, you know, has given, you know, all kinds of money to nonprofits. So that's really cool. $11 million so far.
Yeah. We can't brag on them enough. They're a great community partner. Period. And and Jay's a special person. He makes himself very accessible. And when you're in a position like him, knowing that people are, you know, asking for money or asking for resources or asking for time or, hey, even his grill truck, you know, everybody, hey, can you bring that grill out and do stuff?
Just want the grilled cheese sandwiches. That's all that is.
That's it. Well, as a matter of fact, it's funny that you asked that. When the reason I found out about World Day was I called Jay to see if we could get that truck out or that grill station for the Sound the Alarm. He said, John, we'll be downtown giving out stuff. And so that just gives you an example about the commitment some of these people have to the community. They don't just work a 40-hour week. They get out there and do a lot of stuff and make sure this is a great community, period.
Well, that's all the more reason to what time is the smoke alarm install event?
Yeah, 9 a.m. We'll promote it, but even if you just want to show up, 9 a.m., First Baptist Church, Castle Street. We'll assemble our teams and go out and make an impact in that community that morning.
Well, we've got it all planned out for you then. You go to the breakfast event from Rotary and then come over to the smoke alarm install on at First Baptist on East Castle. And then Earth Day is 10 to 2, so you got plenty of time, and you can still get those grilled cheese sandwiches.
And then save a little room and go over to the barbecue later on.
Ah.
So you could just go crazy on the 26th.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And I know you're involved with the Rotary as well. So you're going to have yourself a busy day, speaking of not working a 40-hour week.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm kind of promoting a side group. I'm in the noon Rotary, and that's the breakfast Rotary.
Okay.
That's doing that. So I am trying to see where I can make it, and I'll give a shout-out to one more of our good friends. David Coggin does a great job over at Barnabas Vision, and even late that afternoon, he's doing a fundraiser. I don't have the address, but, again, a lot of people out there doing a lot of good things, and shout-out to David Coggin and what he does with Barnabas Vision.
Yeah, we had some information on our website about that this week, so you can check that out. Just go to WGNSradio.com, and I think you can find that. Might have been an interview as well, but I know David was up here just a few days prior. So a lot going on and a lot of great stuff. And, John, we appreciate the work of all of the volunteers with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross. It's Volunteer Appreciation Month, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of them.
Well, we appreciate you, Brian, and WGNS. If you think about it, you guys are the central unit and when people need to find something out, they know they can go to you, and we appreciate your all's communication.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks. Thanks for saying so. John Mitchell with the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross joining us here this morning on Rutherford Issues. If you missed part of the program, you can check WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues.